From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama can now add Nobel laureate to his resume. In accepting the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo, Norway, the president said that while his accomplishments are few, quote, compared to some of the giants of history who've received this prize, the fact that wartime president is receiving the honor was also not lost on Mr. Obama.
Perhaps the most profound issue surrounding my receipt of this prize is the fact that I am the commander-in-chief of a military, of a nation, in the midst of two wars. One of these wars is winding down. The other is a conflict that America did not seek.
The president said that while he is justified in protecting and defending the U.S., his goal is peace. The president returns to Washington tomorrow. North Korea is saying tonight it understands the need to resume stalled nuclear talks. The remarks follow meetings with envoy Stephen Bosworth, though no specifics are being spelled out. Bosworth says his meetings were useful, comments echoed by Secretary of State here in Washington. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sounded a cautiously optimistic note about the visit to Pyongyang this week by Special Envoy Stephen Bosworth.
It does remain to be seen whether and when the North Koreans will return to the six-party talks. But the bottom line is that these were exploratory talks, not negotiations.
And for a preliminary meeting, she added, it was quite positive. The secretary described the Obama administration's approach to North Korea as one of strategic patience and said the U.S. will continue to coordinate with other members of the multilateral talks, China, Russia, Japan, and South Korea, to try to persuade the North to return. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Democrats are biding their time as a cost analysis is done on a key compromise struck this week by liberals and moderates on a health care overhaul bill. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Not one Senate Republican took part in the deal struck by Democrats. It's aimed at mollifying moderates who oppose a public option while soothing liberals through an expansion of Medicare. Like many Republicans, Wyoming's Mike Enzi said he's tired of being kept in the dark.
When is the majority actually going to share with us this marvelous idea that they've had?
Number two Democrat Dick Durbin said the Congressional Budget Office first has to provide its cost estimate of the deal.
They have this odd little rule that says if you start talking about it, they feel like they have to disclose the whole thing. So we have to be quiet until they're finished.
And New York's Chuck Schumer says the compromise his fellow Democrats struck bodes well.
We are right on the doorstep of getting 60 votes needed to pass this bill.
Democrats aim to do that by Christmas. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 68 points. This is NPR. U.S. officials are reported to have met with the five Americans detained in Pakistan. The young men, students in their 20s from the Washington, D.C. area, were allegedly seeking terrorist training, but were turned down due to their lack of ties to any established groups. An official with the Pakistani embassy says it believes the five used social networking sites to try and connect with extremist groups. The men were picked up after local Pakistanis became suspicious and alerted police. Head of the Federal Aviation Administration told lawmakers today he wants commercial pilots to have more training, just not more hours of flying experience, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Pilot training and experience was an issue in the crash of a commuter flight operated by Colgan Air near Buffalo last winter in which 50 people were killed. Families of the victims and some members of Congress want the FAA to raise the minimum amount of hours pilots need to 1,500. But FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt told the Senate panel equally important is the type of experience entry-level pilots have.
You have had exposure to ICE training. You have had exposure to high-altitude operations, jet engine operations. All of these things would be elements toward an endorsement.
The House has already passed legislation calling on the FAA to require more flying time for commercial pilots. A similar measure has been introduced in the Senate. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Number of people filing first-time jobless claims took an unexpected bump up last week, though much of that was due to the fact government employment offices were closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. First-time jobless claims rose by 17,000 as state offices processed the backlog of claims. Economists who watch the labor market says if the trend continues, claims could fall below 400,000 within the next few months. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.